Well, as we mentioned in our introduction, the statistics are in. Yes, we are stressed as a nation, as a state, as a neighborhood. Hopefully this first segment here, our first segment of May, is going to try to offer some assistance, support, and relief, courtesy of our fabulous partner, Dr. Jennifer Doran, who is the past president of the Connecticut Psychological Association and co-founder of Your Village Journey Psychological and Consulting Services. She's also an assistant professor at the Yale School of Medicine. She has been a great asset and resource to the award-winning For the People over many years of our relationship together. Jennifer, welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me today.
So first of all, just to brief people a little bit on the many organizations that you have been interacting with, particularly the Psychological Association, where I came to know you now probably like, 6 or 7 years ago, and your later venture at Your Village Journey.
So Connecticut Psychological Association is an organization for all of the psychologists in our state. It's a really wonderful resource for the community. They do a lot of publication and advocacy and has a really wonderful network of providers available to offer services and support. My new venture is called Your Village Journey. It's a brand new psychological practice that is based in Fairfield County, and we are currently serving the greater Connecticut and New York areas. One of the things that we specialize in over there is current event stress and digital wellness and how to kind of manage everything that's going on in the world.
So that being said, not a day goes by where I don't see a headline or see or hear a report or some type of statistic or article related to the increasing statistical likelihood that social networks are sadly more part of the problem than the solution here. Let's start to focus in a little bit on how you have developed this kind of special focus on social network and digital based stressors.
Yeah, research has consistently shown over the past, decade, couple of years that news media and social media, whatever else they may do, right, are not necessarily good for our mental health. We are living through a time where every day, right, there's some sensational big news story that's kind of pulling you in or trying to get your attention. And we feel, right, naturally that we want to be connected and know what's going on. These things are sometimes shocking or upsetting. They grab our attention. And it's very easy to kind of get lost in the spiral. And we know that too much news consumption is bad for us. It is bad for our physical health. It is harmful for our mental health and can make us feel more stressed or anxious or depressed. We know that social media isn't great, right? That people feel worse about themselves and have more negative emotions the more time they're spending on there.
And this is an anecdotal. This is data-driven fact, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There's plenty of research out there. In 2024, actually just recently, the Surgeon General actually proposed that social media sites and platforms should come with a warning label the way that cigarettes do, because we know science is showing us that they're contributing to people not doing well, not feeling well, and really exacerbating the youth mental health crisis that we're kind of facing in our country right now.
And what kind of stats are colleagues in your line of work turning out?
Yeah, so the American Psychological Association, which is our national group of psychological professionals, every year does an annual Stress in America survey. The most recent survey found that many, many people are very, very stressed out because of the news, because of politics. They described our country just this past year as a nation in political turmoil. Nearly 80% of adults are expressing concern and anxiety and stress about the future of the country. Politics is endorsed by almost everybody as something that is stressful. and upsetting, social divisiveness, the environment, the economy, right? There's so many things that people are telling us, right? I'm upset, I'm worried, and this is causing me, you know, stress and de-stress in my everyday life.
Also, if I understand correctly, this is also all of the roller coaster ride combined with all of the reports that people are hearing about the economy is also taking quite a toll.
Yeah, and it's hard, right? Because every day there's something new. Again, it can be stressful, scary. If you have money in the stock market, right, you kind of see that go up and down every day. Things are rapidly changing, right? Policies are rapidly shifting. There's a big impact on things like business and finance and the economy, and it is hard to stay, you know, kind of stable through all of that, right? What I think many people are experiencing as kind of a new norm of daily chaos, right, in our news and day-to-day living.
But at the same time, this is where you can begin to bring a little bit of perspective and relief to the conversation, Jen. You remind people that while they're being peppered and barraged with this information from every angle, there's, in many cases, a less than honest reason behind it. It's not that these various sources peppering you are necessarily interested in your well-being. It's all about the business that these media organizations are in, right?
Absolutely. And one of the things that I think we forget is that the media is a business. Right? They're a business and they function like a business and they're trying to, you know, generate interest and views and advertising revenue. And one of the ways that they do that, frankly, is by scaring people, right? We know that people are more inclined to tune into news stories that incite negative emotions, whether that's fear, shock, surprise, anger. And because of that, kind of by design, the media has really trended towards this very dramatic, right, very sensationalized style of reporting where, yes, you know, negative things happen in the world and harmful things happen in the world, but it's reported in a way that is designed to incite fear, right, that can be very, very triggering for the consumer.
And once that fear is triggered, it is a very real scientific or chemical reaction, right?
Yeah. In fact, one of the things we know is that consuming, you know, negative media, news media, social media actually triggers a stress response in our body. So the same kinds of things happen in your body as if, you know, you feel that you're being attacked or under some kind of threat, right? Your body and your brain releases adrenaline and cortisol, right? Kind of the stress response. And those things over time and in high doses have negative impacts on our physical health and just our overall well-being. So our body actually responds to negative news as if it's under attack, right? As if it is facing a threat. And too much of that, as we know, is just not good for us.
And just like maybe you shouldn't buy a six pack versus a beer or a bottle versus a glass or a shot, you have taught me yet another new kind of pop culture term that has very real implications called doom scrolling. What's that all about?
Yeah, doom scrolling is that tendency we have, right? Happens a lot at night, right? To spend on our phones and something grabs our attention and you click and you see something else and you click and then another thing pops up that is, you know, catastrophic and frightening and you click on that. And before you know it, sometimes people are spending an hour or more just kind of clicking into all these different negative, you know, stories and negative spin about everything that's going on in the world. It doesn't make you feel good, right?
Especially prolonging the domino effect of the bad news, right?
Yes, absolutely. And it really can kind of suck you in and become addictive. There's something dramatic about it. There's something gratifying about the information overload and consuming and, you know, clicking away on every little thing and really it just makes people feel awful, right? Frightened, scared, at risk, under threat. It does more harm than good most of the time.
Well, one of the things that is awesome about your new venture, Your Village Journey, which folks can visit at yourvillagejourney.com, you provide parent coaching for parents who have questions or need support. Quite different than therapy, but it does address this issue that you're beginning to see in terms of how it is impacting the younger and younger people in our communities, in our schools, in our neighborhoods, who don't have the life experience or the capacity to sometimes be able to handle everything that's getting peppered at them.
Yeah, and listen, John, it's hard for all of us, right? It's hard for psychologists. Mm. It's hard for, I think, everyone in the world right now, and there really is a skill to it. There really are techniques to kind of, you know, stay sane and well and take care of yourself when things feel, you know, that they're in disarray. Therapy is great. I will, you know, tell you anytime, I've told you before how amazing, right, therapy can be. It's also not doable or realistic for everybody, right, for a variety of reasons. So one of the things that we are really trying to do is offer just some more support to parents in a way that is more flexible and, you know, can really meet their needs without kind of having that, oh, I have to see you every week in your office for a therapy session. We are here to help. We want to help. We know more than, right, just as much as it's affecting everybody, we know how hard it is to kind of stay afloat with everything going on.
Well, in our introduction to the program, I made a commitment to our listeners that they would not only learn about what the issue is, but benefit from yours and your colleagues' expertise on what to do and how to cope. So let's turn the page and move on to the action plan, if you will, Jennifer Duran, and start coaching us on how to cope.
Yeah, there's so many things that you can do. Some big ones, set limits, right? It's important. Many people feel that they really want to check in and be informed, but you don't have to do that all day and you don't have to do that every day. So figure out a timeline that's reasonable for you. Maybe that's 10 minutes three times a week. Maybe that's no more than 15 minutes a day, or I'll let myself read three articles and then I'm going to draw the line, right? Because any more than that is overwhelming. Different sources also have a different tone, right? One of the things that I love about public radio, definitely your show, but public radio in general, is the approach tends to be a little bit more neutral, moderate, balanced, right? You don't see as much of that, you know, big bias, sensationalized reporting that we kind of see in other places.
We don't scream a lot.
Yeah, right. No, it's fact-based, right? It's evidence-based. It's a balanced perspective, and I think that's really important. And we don't find good, positive news unless we look for it. And there actually are outlets out there designed to help, right? Designed to give some positive, you know, media influx into the day. Things like the Good News Network, the Optimist Daily, the Daily Good. They kind of find and focus on positive news, things that are uplifting, things that will make you feel good. And you may still want to watch the regular news and get all the facts and, you know, details about what's going on in the world. But if you can balance that out with some positivity, that's going to do wonders in terms of, you know, preventing those feelings of just helplessness and hopelessness and helping you get some balance in the day.
Yeah. And it seems like every year over the past decade plus, we're hearing more and more and more about the critical importance of good sleep. And one of the things that is working against the ability to do that is all of these stressors, right?
Yeah. And I think for most people, right, the time that they have to themselves is before bed, right? The end of the day. And that is the prime time to kind of pick up that phone and start the doom scrolling and start consuming the news. But watching things that are upsetting or stressful at night before bed is going to have a big impact on your mood, your sleep, the quality of your sleep, which then trickles down to other effects. If you're going to watch the news, don't do it right before bed, right? Maybe put the phone away before bed and do something else. Watch something funny or uplifting on TV, or, you know, check in with the news after dinner, but then do something positive, right? Exercise, go for a walk, read something that is different, right? That has a more positive tone. Timing matters with this kind of thing.
Yeah, and at any time during the rest of the day, I guess it's important to realize that part of self-care is hitting that pause button, right?
Yeah, and if you see something that is really triggering or stressful or alarming, it's really important to not just jump into a reaction or catastrophizing, right? Sometimes the best thing we can do is just take that break. And 5 minutes is enough, right? Take a 5 minute pause, go outside, go for a walk, stand up and stretch, right? Just sit down somewhere and do some deep breathing, refocus, recenter yourself. Then if you want to follow up, if you want to learn a little bit more about what's going on, go ahead, but try not to just jump into the world is ending. This is awful. What do I do? Right? Catastrophe. Mm. It's easy to do that, but we can actually, you know, prevent that. And that kind of minimizes the negative impact as well.
What are a few of the other tips you can offer to help people either fight back or tamp down when that stress starts to graduate from the chest up to the neck and into the head?
Yeah, I think things like, again, just getting up and moving the body, right? Taking a break, stretching, going for a walk are always helpful, just focusing on something different or positive. A lot of times socially, right, we're finding people kind of getting together, complaining, feeding off each other, fueling each other, right? And things feel, you know, bigger and even more out of control. Jump in and redirect, right? Feel free to set a limit and say, wow, I'm really stressed about this too. I'd much rather spend our time together talking about what's going on for you at work or hearing about your kids and how they're doing with their sports or their activities. You know, shift the tone, shift the topic. And you can say outright, I'm not sure this is helpful. I don't want to spend our time this way, right? Let's try to focus on something good, what we can control. Something positive. It's important to do that with our friends and family too.
And I'm seeing that there is some benefit in a number of ways to not being a consumer of this information or just being a victim of it on the sidelines, but to actually step into play, right? Become an advocate or volunteer, do something.
Yes, taking action really makes a difference. And that can be small. That can be donating to a cause, right? That can be finding some way to contribute to an issue that you care about or making your voice heard, right? Do what you can when you can. Doing something about the things that you can control in your life and in the world is going to help you feel like you have more control over your life and combat, right, feelings of hopelessness and depression that can really creep in there. Doing something is always better than, you know, doing nothing and just letting it eat away at you.
And I guess now more than ever, with all of the attention and energy that's been put behind destigmatizing things like anxiety and mental health issues, you and your colleagues, not just in Fairfield County, but across the state and the nation, they are your go-to coaches to help you move through it. Don't think of it as, you know, psychological or psychiatric help. Just think of it as, you know, coaching to de-stress, right?
Yeah, and psychologists, we really can help, right, with behavioral change and helping people feel better and reach their goals. Media addiction, right, social media addiction, this is a real thing. Digital wellness, learning how to interact in the digital world in a way that is healthy and constructive and good for you, that's a whole, right, specialty in and of itself. And there are people out there to help with this. I think so many people are struggling with this right now, but there really are things you can do to kind of reclaim your life and get a handle on it so that you feel good and you feel better and you can, you know, be as good as you can be in this world that we're living in.
And it seems, Jennifer, like I'm saying this almost at one point on every show, every week. Connecticut has a fantastic resource, 211 InfoLine. That could be a place to start. Obviously, 988, the National Suicide and Crisis Response Line. This is not if you are necessarily thinking of suicide. If you're feeling in a crisis, 988 may be a great clearinghouse for you. But then there are local sources. You mentioned right at the beginning of the program, your colleagues at the Connecticut Psychological Association can provide some assistance.
Yeah, the www.conpsych.org, they have, find psychologist profiles and directory. There's the Connecticut Psychiatric Society, right, for prescribers. There's the Connecticut chapter of the Social Work Association. Psychology Today has a big list, right, of providers in the state. There are so many resources out there, and that's important. Help is out there if you want it, if you need it, and don't be afraid to ask for it. Dealing with everything that's going on in the world right now is stressful, and you don't have to go through that alone.
And if people decide they might like to consult with your Village Journey, just let's close it out with just a few words about you and your colleagues in the network.
Yeah, absolutely. We are here and available. And again, this is something that we really feel quite passionately about and specialize in. Feel free to check out our website at www.yourvillagejourney.com. You can follow us on social media. We post a couple times a week, just tips and tricks. We do mindfulness things, wellness things, free therapy Friday tips. We're really trying to support the community, whether that's having somebody, in the office, seeing us on telehealth, or just kind of reading and watching the stuff that we're putting out there on a day-to-day basis to try to connect and try to help our community through the times that we're living in.
Excellent. With nearly 6 to 8 out of 10 people expressing anxiety, stress, and other concerns that may impact their mental health in their lives today, we're pleased to be able to bring some ideas and tips to you, thanks to Jennifer Duran. Dr. Duran is the co-founder of Your Village Journey, past president of the Connecticut Psychological Association, and an assistant professor at Yale School of Medicine. Jennifer, always fantastic to talk to you, and I learned a lot today, as I do every time we have a conversation, so we hope to visit with you again soon. Thanks for your time today.